Sabbath day greetings, my brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Bob. I'm here at our broadcasting studios at the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. And today is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Today we're going to have episodes 11 and 12 of our Samuel in September series. As the story moves along, getting closer and closer to that king we're all waiting for. But we're not there yet. We've got the monks ready. We've got the candle ready. Guess what? The tea is ready. But let's remember where we left off yesterday. Remember, we had the death of Eli. Eli fell and broke his neck after hearing, one, that the Israelites had been defeated in a slaughter, two, that his two sons had been killed in the battle, and three, that the Ark of God had been captured by the Philistines. Friends, it doesn't get much worse than that if you're an Israelite, I can tell you. And then we went on and found out exactly what that Ark of the Lord God can do to people who dishonor it. And the folks in Philistia moved it from village to village, and the plagues erupted everywhere. And so we'll see what they did. That's episode 11. The Philistines return the Ark, episode 11. And episode 11 will be going from 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1, all the way through verse 18. Verses 1 through 18, chapter 6. It's called The Philistines Return the Ark. And here's the story. The Ark of the Lord remained in Philistine territory 7 months in all. Then the Philistines called in their priests and diviners and asked them, "What should we do about the Ark of the Lord? Tell us how to return it to its own land." "Send the Ark of the God of Israel back, along with a gift," they were told. "Send a guilt offering, so the plague will stop. Then if the plague doesn't stop, you will know that God didn't send the plague after all." "What sort of guilt offering should we send?" they ask. And they were told, "Since the plague has struck both you and your five rulers, make 5 gold tumors and 5 gold rats, just like those that have ravaged your land. Make these things to show honor to the God of Israel. Perhaps then he will stop afflicting you, your gods, and your land. Don't be stubborn and rebellious as Pharaoh and the Egyptians were. They wouldn't let Israel go until God had ravaged them with dreadful plagues. Now build a new cart and find 2 cows that have just had calves. Make sure the cows had calves. Make sure the cows have never been yoked to a cart. Hitch the cows to the cart, but shut their calves away from them in a pen. Put the Ark of the Lord on the cart, and beside it, place a chest containing the gold rats and gold tumors. Then let the cows go wherever they want. If they cross the border of our land and go to Beth Shemesh, we will know it was the Lord who brought this great disaster upon us. If they don't, we will know that the plague was simply a coincidence and was not sent by the Lord at all. So these instructions were carried out. Two cows with newborn calves were hitched to the cart, and their calves were shut up in a pen. Then the ark of the Lord and the chest containing the gold rats and gold tumors were placed on the cart. And sure enough, the cows went straight along the road toward Beth Shemesh, lowing as they went. The Philistine rulers followed them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. The people of Beth Shemesh were harvesting wheat in the valley, and when they saw the ark, they were overjoyed. The cart came into the field of a man named Joshua and stopped beside a large rock. So the people broke up the wood of the cart for a fire and killed the cows and sacrificed them to the Lord as a burnt offering. Several men of the tribe of Levi lifted the ark of the Lord and the chest containing the gold rats and gold tumors from the cart and placed them on the large rock. Many burnt offerings and sacrifices were offered to the Lord that day by the people of Beth Shemesh. The five Philistine rulers watched all this and then returned to Ekron that same day. The five gold tumors that were sent by the Philistines as a guilt offering to the Lord were gifts from the rulers of Ashdod, Gaza, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The five gold rats represented the five Philistine cities and their surrounding villages, which were controlled by the five rulers. The large rock at Beth Shemesh, where they set the ark of the Lord, still stands in the field of Joshua as a reminder of what happened there. And that concludes an amazing episode, episode 11. Episode 11, the Philistines return the ark. And now let's move on to episode 12. The Ark moved to Kiriath Jearim. This episode covers 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 19, all the way into chapter 7, verse 2. Chapter 6, 19, all the way through verse 7, chapter 2. The ark moved to Kiriath Jearim. But the Lord killed 70 men from Beth Shemesh because they looked into the ark of the Lord. And the people mourned greatly because of what the Lord had done. Who is able to stand in the presence of the Lord, this holy God? They cried out. Where can we send the ark from here? So they sent messengers to the people at Kiriath Jearim and told them, "The Philistines have returned the Ark of the Lord. Please come here and get it." So the men of Kiriath Jearim came to get the Ark of the Lord. They took it to the hillside home of Abinadab and ordained Eleazar, his son, to be in charge of it. The Ark remained in Kiriath Jearim for a long time, 20 years in all. During that time, all Israel mourned, because it seemed that the Lord had abandoned them. A short but powerful episode 12 is concluded. I hope this story today added depth and meaning to your Sabbath day. I encourage you to go back and take this day, this Sabbath day, to review where we've come from through these 12 episodes so far, all the way up through chapter 7, verse 2. 12 episodes, one for each disciple. Amen. And tomorrow, we'll be back from these studios in Arthur, Illinois, and we'll bring you episodes 13 and 14. Until then, have a holy Sunday.